It's Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes. Let's get cracking. Story number one, it's been a tough run, really, for Aussie miners, with share prices mostly underperforming all year. But a little bit of good news out of China, alongside geopolitical tensions, have helped turn sentiment towards some of the biggest ASX-listed diggers in recent weeks.
Primarily, we're talking about iron ore miners, the gold stocks and the copper producers. A bunch of the nickel and lithium miners are struggling, with prices of those commodities much lower in recent months. But let's take the big three miners, BHP, Fortescue and Rio Tinto. Iron ore futures hit a two-week high yesterday, back above $107 a ton. It follows stronger than expected data from Chinese factories last week. As a result, BHP and Fortescue jumped 2% yesterday. Rio finished more than 3% higher. Now, keep in mind that these companies have really fallen hard this year. BHP's off about 10%, Rio's 7%, Fortescue's off 14%. But they're just finding a few friends at these prices. Investment bank Goldman Sachs put out a note saying the fall in prices means the miners are back in value territory, particularly if iron ore prices don't fall too much lower. Also yesterday, ratings agency Moody's said it expects BHP to maintain solid earnings, notwithstanding some of the ESG issues around that company. Rio and BHP are also benefiting from higher copper prices, which are at 14-month highs.
Yeah, you mentioned copper prices. What about the copper producers and also the gold stocks?
Well, let's take gold. It's trading at around record levels. Northern Star, the market leader, its share price is up about 11% in the past couple of weeks. Newmont's up 15%. Evolution's up 15% as well. The copper plays, BHP's benefiting, Rio Tinto's benefiting, Sandfire Resources, which is the largest pure copper play on the ASX, it's up 22%. And then there's South 32, which pretty much digs up everything. Well, not quite, but plenty of things. It's up about 13%. Just seems at the moment a few investors reckon that miners are offering value.
Story number two, Sean, there are early signs that price pressures and capacity constraints are easing and demand and supply are coming more into line in the economy.
The National Australia Bank Monthly Business Survey shows that business conditions and confidence were little changed during March. Essentially, it says confidence is a bit below average, even though conditions are a bit normal, but things are just coming back into balance. Growth in labour prices, product prices and retail prices are also easing somewhat. That's good news on the inflation front. If we flip to consumers, the Westpac Melbourne Institute Consumer Sentiment Index fell again. It's now had 26 months of negative readings, or of readings showing pessimism amongst the consumers. All about interest rates. While these interest rates are rising, it's very hard for consumers to have much confidence.
Yeah, makes sense. Story number three, Australia, the US and the United Kingdom will consider Japan's inclusion in the AUKUS military pact, saying the country can promote peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
Japan wants to strengthen its security alliances to push back against an increasingly aggressive China in the region. Defence Minister Richard Miles and his UK and US counterparts said they'd consider bringing Japan into the so-called Pillar 2 part of the pact, which covers advanced technology such as hypersonic missiles, quantum computing, artificial intelligence, undersea drones, and electronic warfare. Now, that announcement came as Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country is considering joining AUKUS, having held excellent conversations with the three founding nations. This grouping seems to be getting bigger and bigger, Michael.
It certainly does. Story number four, a bit of rare good news for Tesla shareholders, with the stock jumping 5% after Elon Musk announced he'll unveil a Tesla robo-taxi in August.
Its share price, Tesla's share price, is down 30% this year, and Mr. Musk has been trying very hard to renew some enthusiasm for the EV maker. Yesterday's announcement was part of his efforts. But Tesla watchers are starting to get a little weary of these big predictions. Musk has been promising autonomous vehicles for a long time and it hasn't happened. When Tesla started work on the system it markets as Autopilot in 2013, Musk estimated it would be able to handle 90% of the miles customers drove within a few years. Haven't seen that. In 2016, Musk alluded to autonomy in a second iteration of his master plan for the company. Tesla started selling a feature called Full Self-Driving. Haven't seen that one yet. In 2019, Musk declared that 1 million Teslas would soon be on the road and fully capable of driving themselves. First, we heard about the robo-taxi was back in 2022. Then we had yesterday's announcement. I suppose the moral of the story is be careful what you believe when it comes to Tesla.
Last one, story number five. A major study has come up with 9 very normal foods to eat every day to stay healthy, but there's one of them that you could probably class as a superfood because it outdoes the rest.
Yes, so the Times of London basically went through a bunch of scientific studies and came up with a list. Avocados. People's health is better around weight, particularly if they have an avocado a day. Heart health is helped by apples, whole grains, think quinoa, rye, oats. That helps gut health. Milk fights fatigue and boosts fertility. Leafy greens can slow brain aging. Nuts lowers the risk of respiratory disease and cancer. Olive oil helps you live longer. Multivitamins can help maintain memory. And yogurt, it helps blood pressure and blood sugar control. The one that does most, avos, not just because of what they contain, but also because studies show that people that eat an avo a day are less likely to eat refined and high salt foods.
All right, there we go. The top 5 business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.